Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping our listeners hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and today we continue in our study series centered on the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace study guide based on Bob's book of the same title. Copies of the book and the study guide are available at basicgospel.net. Just click the Simple Gospel book link at the top of the homepage, and you'll find them both there. But right now, it's time to get underway with today's edition of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and here to do that is my friend Bob Christopher.
Well, thank you, Bob. It's going to be a great study. We're starting chapter 11 today. It's a chapter titled, You Are Free. This really gets into the practical outliving of all that Christ has done for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. So we start the chapter with this sentence, forgiveness plus life equals freedom, real freedom. And that's where we're going to spend the bulk of our time, or the rest of our time, as far as this study goes, is to really sketch out what that freedom looks like for you and me as believers in Christ. Before we dive in today, a couple of things. We've uploaded a brand new video to our YouTube channel. It's a video on the gift of prophecy. You know, of late there have been many people prophesying things, all sorts of things.
Oh, yeah.
We had many prophesying information about the election, and even until just a couple of days ago, they were prophesying that somehow Trump was going to be reelected and was going to get into office. We've had other prophecies throughout the years about a particular year that Christ was going to come back, 1988, yeah, or the year 2000, or the year 2010. And all of these prophecies were false. So how do we judge those? How do we, you know, listen to those things and take them to the Word of God to see if they're true? And that's what this video is all about. And I think it can be a big help to give you a sense of discernment in your own life. So that's available at our YouTube channel, basicgospel.net/YouTube. You can find it there. And also, just a personal note, one of the icons of sports, Henry Aaron, passed away this morning.
Yes,
and
I heard that.
That's particularly meaningful to me because as a child, he was my baseball hero, all-time favorite baseball player, and top three or four all-time athletes,
yeah,
as far as I'm concerned. I admired him deeply and greatly. His accomplishments transcended baseball. His surpassing of Babe Ruth in April of 1974 was a transcendent moment. It wasn't just a record that was broken. It was a man, you know, that had to overcome so much,
yes,
all the racism, death threats, and all the things that he endured. But he did so with a measure of grace. And I got to see a lot of those home runs as a kid. And that was a lot of fun for me. Some of you may not know this, but as a kid, I actually sold cotton candy at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium.
All
so
right.
We had a big group of guys that drove down in a big van every game. And I didn't go to every game, but I went to a whole bunch, 30 or 40 every season.
Yeah.
And we would pack these wooden boards with bags of cotton candy and go up and down the stands yelling, cotton candy, and just had a great time. But we got to see all of the games, and we watched Henry Aaron hit a ton of home runs.
Yeah.
And, man, when he hit the ball and it went off the crack of that bat, you knew it.
You knew
it
was going.
You absolutely knew that it was out of the ballpark, and he was one of the most amazing athletes I've ever seen, and he passed away this morning, and there are just great tributes being spoken about him, not
yeah,
only about his greatness on the field, but his character as a human being,
right,
and we lost a good one as far as Henry Aaron is concerned. Well, let's dive into the study. We're on page 79 in our study guide, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. This is a chapter titled, You Are Free, as I said. And this is when we put forgiveness and life together. When we add those two things together, the end result is freedom, real freedom. Mm-hmm. Not just, you know, the freedoms that we can have here in this world, but genuine freedom of the soul, genuine freedom of the spirit. And the question that the Bible asks and answers for us is, what are you going to do with the freedom? And are you adequately equipped to handle the freedom? And that's a big question. Religion thinks not.
Yeah.
Religion thinks we can't handle the freedom that God has called us to. Religion thinks that we can't handle the freedom that we've been given in Christ Jesus. Religion thinks we need all kinds of guardrails and restraints to keep us from going out and just sinning up a storm. Well, religion doesn't know the power of the gospel. Religion doesn't know the power of Christ Jesus living in and through us. Religion doesn't know all that God has done to equip us to live abundantly in this freedom that we now have in Christ. Uh-huh. And so we want to really dive in and to show how you are fully equipped to carry out this freedom, to live out your freedom in Christ Jesus. And we're going to start today in Galatians chapter 5. And the very first verse says this: it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. So it was for freedom that Christ has set us free. He went to the cross. He redeemed us. He purchased us out of that market of sin and death. We were slaves to sin. He purchased us out of that market, and not to be slaves to someone else, but to be free.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's what he did. He bought us, and then he set us free. That is such a wonderful picture of this the power of the gospel and the freedom that we have. So it was for freedom that Christ set us free. It was for freedom that Christ paid the price, that he ransomed us, he redeemed us. And so Paul says, stand firm then. Mm-hmm. Stand firm in this freedom.
Yeah.
Don't let anything take this freedom away from you. Stand firm and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. What was the yoke of slavery? Well, it was the law. Yeah. The law held people captive or in bondage to sin and death. And it did so for a purpose until the time Christ could come and do his thing. Mm-hmm. So the same for us in our own lives. We come into this world under the law of sin and death. We're in bondage to that. The law keeps us there. It's kind of the warden, so to speak.
Right.
Keeps us locked in that cell. But it does so until Christ comes, and when the gospel of Christ hits our hearts, we respond through faith, and then the jail cell is open. Mm-hmm. The law has done its work, and then the law ushers us out into the freedom that we now have in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
So stand firm. Don't let anybody try to put you back in that jail cell. Don't let anybody try to put you back under the yoke of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Christ didn't set you free to go back into bondage. He set you free so you could experience freedom.
Yeah.
That's good news.
That is wonderful news. It's basic gospel kind of news, Bob. Thank you for that. And friends, thank you for being with us. You know, in-depth teaching of New Covenant grace in Jesus Christ is what we bring to the airwaves and online here at Basic Gospel every broadcast day. You know, the current study, of course, is based on Bob's Simple Gospel, Simply Grace study guide, and we hope you're benefiting from what you're hearing, friends. If you would like a review of any of these weekly sessions, well, just visit the archive, and you'll find it at basicgospel.net/teaching. All the sessions are there for you or for anyone you'd like to share them with. So to get your copy of the study guide, you can order it, and the book, by the way, directly from the archive page. Again, that's at basicgospel.net. Well, we'll get back to the study in just a moment, but first a quick reminder that Basic Gospel is a listener-supported ministry, and we need your support to ensure that we're able to continue broadcasting and streaming the truth of God's grace in Jesus Christ. And we want to say thank you for supporting Basic Gospel by sending you a copy of this new resource by Bob Christopher. It's called Jesus, a 30-Day Devotional, a deep, fresh look at the person and work of our Lord Jesus. Request your copy when you make your January gift at basicgospel.net. Now back to our study, and here again is Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. So we're going to talk a lot about freedom, but we're going to do so in contrast to legalism. And legalism is a term that most all of us are familiar with. If we don't like what somebody is saying to us, we will usually cry legalism. You're just being legalistic and that sort of thing. But we understand it in terms that it's not good. Legalism is not a good thing. No. It's a restrictive thing. And that's not something that God has called us to. He's called us to the full measure of freedom that he has given to us through his death, burial, and resurrection. So legalism is one of those things that tries to get its hands on us to keep us from acting out in a bad way, in a negative way. And I've defined legalism this way: anything man does to earn God's love and acceptance. It's a works-based approach to God. And really, it's us as human beings adding to the work of Jesus Christ, not saying that the work of Christ was sufficient in all things. So in Galatia, the province of Galatia, they experienced a lot of additions to the gospel.
Right.
So Judaizers came from Jerusalem, and they were saying to the Gentile Christians, if you really want to be accepted, if you really want to be a part of God's people, then you need to bear the same marks that we bear. And so you need to follow the Mosaic covenant. You need to be circumcised. You need to do, you know, X, Y, and Z.
Uh-huh.
So they were saying, yes, we love the fact that you have responded to the message concerning Christ, but now you need to add this, this, and this. And if you do, then you could truly be a part of us. Well, there was a lot of people that were taken by that and said, well, they seem to know, and they're from Jerusalem, the birthplace of this Christianity where Jesus was died and then raised back to life. So they must know something. So we're going to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And these Galatians, they started getting involved in all sorts of things. And everything they got involved in was just adding to the gospel of Christ. And in adding, it was taking away from their freedom. They were putting themselves back into bondage. And so we need to watch out for that in everything that we do. And it's so easy to get caught up into that trap. I mean, we've seen there have been many brands of legalism that have been thrown out there in the world.
Yeah.
So we say, hey, if you're a real Christian, you're going to vote this way. Well, what is that? Well, that's another form of legalism. That's saying, if you want to be a part of our group, then you have to vote like our group votes. If you want to be a part of our group, then you need to take this particular stand versus that particular stand. And if you don't, we're not sure you're a Christian.
Yeah.
Well, what is their basis of saying, I'm not sure you're a Christian? It has nothing to do with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It has nothing to do with the fact that somebody has been saved by grace through faith, that their sins have been forgiven by the shed blood of Jesus, that they have been given the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with these particular parameters that they've adopted over here. And you don't fit with us as far as these parameters are concerned, so we're not sure you're a believer.
Right.
Now, that's just another brand of legalism.
Legalism, sure.
And we throw it out there all the time. And we see it all the time on social media posts and that sort of thing. People are making judgments against others because they don't fit their parameters. And people read those and they feel guilty, they feel fearful, they feel all sorts of things. And you say, well, that can't be of God. Well, what is it? It's people adding to the finished work of Jesus Christ and saying to be a real Christian, to really fit in with the people of God, you have to be marked out just like we are on these particular issues. So we need to be aware of what's going on out there at all times and to stand firm, as Paul said, in this freedom that we have in Christ, not be push this way or that way, but to simply stand firm in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, we've been equipped to handle it. We don't need the restraints and the guardrails and those sort of things that religion wants to erect around us. We have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. We have the love of God poured out into our hearts. That's our constraint. That's our compelling force. That he's the very one that is going to move us down the paths of righteousness. And that's where our real freedom is going to be. Yeah. Now, when I was writing this book, I started doing research on all sorts of things. And one of the things that I came across was a study on recidivism rates for U.S. prisoners. And the Bureau of Justice launched a 5-year study to see how released prisoners handled freedom. And here's what they found. And they followed over 400,000 prisoners over a 5-year period in 30 different states. So they have a big sampling.
Yeah.
It's not just a few people. They've got a lot of data points in this particular study. And here's what they found. An estimated 2/3, 68%, were arrested for a new crime within 3 years of release from prison. 3/4 were arrested within 5 years. Well, we take studies like that, and we think, well, that's why religion needs to be so strong. We need to protect people and keep them from going back to jail. Well, there's a difference. These prisoners, we weren't talking about Christians or non-Christians. Right. We're just talking about people, and they weren't equipped to handle the freedom when they got free, when they walked out of that jail cell. And so they just went back to their old way of life. They hadn't been reformed or transformed. So they just went back to what they knew that sent them to jail to begin with.
Right.
They got arrested or whatever it might be. And we don't have to take that approach as far as religion is concerned, as far as Christianity is concerned, because when somebody comes out of the cell of sin and death through faith in Jesus Christ, they are radically transformed. They are made new. They're new creatures in Christ Jesus. And so they have the power of God living in them in the person of the Holy Spirit. And so they are equipped, fully equipped, to handle freedom and to enjoy the full measure of freedom that they have in Christ Jesus. So that's the good news. We have to recognize the power of the gospel and exactly what that is inside of us. We don't need to add to the good news. We don't need to add to the sufficiency of Christ Jesus. We don't need to add anything to his death, burial, and resurrection, and the fact that he, through the Spirit, has come to live inside of us.
Yeah.
Now, I am spending a whole lot of time. We've gotten through one verse, just one verse today.
Yeah.
But I am spending a whole lot of time on this particular verse because it's that important. There are so many Christians that don't believe that they have been adequately equipped to handle the freedom. So they are looking for the rules and the regulations to be guardrails in their lives. And that puts them in a very vulnerable position to compromise and to give in to legalistic forces. That's the problem that we see out there in Christianity.
Right.
Folks don't know that they have been fully equipped to handle their full measure of freedom in Christ Jesus. So that's why I'm spending the time that I'm doing on this particular verse. Christ sets you free, and if he didn't think you could handle it, he would have never set you free. But because he, the God of this universe, has deemed you ready and adequate, then go out and enjoy the freedom.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Why? Because you have the power of the Spirit living inside of you. Now, when 5 or 6 years ago, Gina and I, our three kids, Caitlin, Coleman, and Mackenzie, they were all at the phase of leaving the nest. So as a parent, you start to think, are they equipped? Did we prepare them enough?
Yeah.
Are they going to make the right decisions? Are they going to move down the right paths? Well, we didn't know. We had no earthly idea. And if they were like me, they were going to make a lot of wrong turns along the way. But as parents, what do? Do you let them go? Or do you try to hang on, clamp down, and do everything that you can to make sure they're going to make the right decisions? Well, that's what legalism is all about.
Right.
It's about clamping down, and that's the most cruel thing that you could do to your kids. When their time to go, when it's their time to be set free, you got to let them go.
You got to
let them go. That's the best thing that you can do. As far as we're concerned, as believers in Christ, we've been let go from the bonds of legalism. We've been let go from the law of sin and death. We've been adequately equipped and prepared to handle the freedom, the choices that are going to come our way as we walk by faith in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So, folks, you've been made new in Jesus. You have been forgiven of all of your sins. You have been made righteous. You are fully alive in Christ Jesus. Christ is fully alive in you. That's the good news.
Yes.
And so you are, as a new creation, fully equipped to live in this world as a child of God, to live out who you are, to reflect the very glory of God, to reflect his goodness, his mercy, his grace, his kindness out there in the world. You've been equipped by God himself to do that very thing, to be the human that God created you to be the human that can experience the full measure of freedom through faith in Jesus Christ.
Great message, Bob. Thank you so much for that. And friends, thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. To get your copy of the study guide, just click the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace book link on the homepage of our website, that, of course, basicgospel.net. Keep in mind, too, that we need your partnership to keep the good news of God's love and grace in Jesus Christ on the air and online. Please donate today at basicgospel.net. And to say thanks for your partnership with Basic Gospel, we'll send you a copy of Bob's new resource that will guide you into a deep look at the person and work of Jesus Christ. It's called Jesus, a 30-Day Devotional, and we want you to have a copy. Request yours when you make your gift at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, again inviting you to join Bob online Sunday mornings at 9:30 Central for Sunday Morning Live. Use either the Facebook or YouTube links at the top of our homepage, that, of course, at basicgospel.net. Basicgospel.net, just use Facebook or YouTube at 9:30 Sunday morning. Well, that's it for this week, everybody. Have a safe weekend, and we'll look forward to being with you again on Monday for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.